It's Christmas Day. It's the 25th of December. I'm probably in trouble for yesterday, so well, to be fair, it's probably been blocked by most places due to the amount of copyright material we use thanks to Cliff Richard. So if you didn't hear my Jesus hate, sorry. Anyway, it's day 25. Mistletoe and wine is on the eight wins.
Okay.
In fact, there's only been five songs that have had wins in this entire 25 days of Advent.
Right.
So, in bottom place with Too Much by the Spice Girls with one win.
Mm-hmm.
Followed up by Do They Know It's Christmas, probably what most people consider the first proper Christmas single, by Band-Aid with three wins. And that's the 1984, not Band-Aid 2, not Band-Aid 20, just Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Then Westlife, the one that we were a little surprised that came in with four wins, had I Have a Dream. Stay Another Day, E17, eight wins.
Yep.
And Mistletoe and Wine, Cliff Richard, to yesterday was also eight wins. So it is a draw so far.
Okay.
Will Mistletoe and Wine need to have a fight with, well, will Cliff have to beat off E17? Or E17 have to... Oh dear. I'm going to let you choose the last song, even though it's not your turn. I'm going to let you choose it. He's drawn the last song. And who? What year are we talking?
My birth year, 1985.
1985. Also, it could be quite a good Christmas song.
So for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Shaking Stevens.
Ooh, Shaking Stevens.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, that beats Cliff.
Can you play it for me? Genuinely.
Yeah,
I'm gonna know it.
Has Mariah Carey never made number one in those years?
Yeah,
I'm blown away by that.
Was it later? You only went at 2010, right?
Yeah, but it was a 2000s song. I'm sure.
Maybe it didn't get to Christmas number one that year. Yeah, it must have been a shitty X Factor song beater.
I'm absolutely gobsmacked by that one. I'll have to look that one up. Hang on a moment, but yep, Merry Christmas, everyone, by Shaky Stevens.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Shit indeed, my friend. Shit indeed. If that come Cliff...
yeah.
No.
I love you, Cliff, but... no. Yeah, this. Okay, quick copyright.
With Cliff Richard. Oh, God, no.
CJ, sorry, it's Christmas Merry Christmas. Day.
It is Christmas Day, after all. Okay, so...
What says Christmas Day better than Nod's watch?
E17... is up there with Cliff Richard, and they're just going to have to fight it out because
I'm sorry,
Shaking Stevens has come in next to the Spice Girls with Shaking Merry Christmas Everyone. Now, obviously, this would have been a really different game
if that had come out first.
Who had been pulled out? If that, yeah,
it would have won every day if that had come out first.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would have. And even then, if we'd gone a few years earlier, Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, God. So you got Merry Christmas,
goes,
everyone.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, then you've got Wizard. I wish it could be Christmas every day.
Yeah.
Jesus, how could that not be, like, one of the best Christmas songs ever? Last Christmas by Wham obviously wasn't in there.
Yeah.
So that could have easily done some. Happy Christmas, War is Over. Mm-hmm. John and Oko. I'm just trying to think of what the other one was. Oh, and even a modern one that actually, you know what, I kind of like. Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree.
Yeah.
I really quite like that one. And I'm trying to think of what the other one is, because there was another one that was out around the same time as Wizard. And I genuinely can't think of what it is. And, oh God, Merry Christmas, everybody, was done by Steps at some point.
Oh dear.
Yeah, that just no. No. That can't happen. You know what? I actually can't. I'll Step Into Christmas by Elton John, Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues, which, by the way, I don't like.
Yeah, I think you said that before. You said that last year.
I think so, because I think we actually brought it up, didn't we, in last year? Should we keep it or let it go? I wish it could be Christmas. Yeah, so it could have been a complete game changer if I changed the years, and especially about who came out. But there you go. So if you're listening to this, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you for another year of listening to the show.
Thank you.
And If you want the top Christmas songs as rated by the Variety Show podcast, go and listen to Mistletoe and Wine by Cliff Richard, followed by Stay Another Day by E17.
There you have it. 2025 will be the year where E17 and Cliff Richard release another shower of Christmas snow across the audiences of the world. Filthy. Utterly filthy. I love it.